We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. Eleman Tanod L'Liyov Socher Socher. We tried already twice to find the man. The Yomah holds you don't darshan Socher Socher, because the Gemara mentions this in the Daf Yidal Amud Beis, that is there the man the Yomah, there is a man the Yomah that doesn't darshan Socher Socher, therefore we need a drasha Vichy Sasig to tell us that Kinyan Kesef. So we tried once with the Braisa that says there's a difference in Mecha Atzma and Mecha Bezdin. And that the Gemara says no, special Meutim. Then the Gemara tried with the Din of Yovel. The Gemara said also there's a different reason why. Because there's a Tzrichasa, because there's a Knas. So we still don't have a Tana. Eleman Tana L'yo Sacha Sacha. The Gemara says it's Rebbe. The time went to the Braisa. There's a parasha of Nimka La'akum in the Torah. That a Yid who sells himself to a Goy. So the halacha is that he should try to redeem him. You know, he doesn't have money, so therefore he sold himself to a guy. But Lamaise, it says in the Pasuk, to try to redeem him, because it's not good for him to hang out with a guy. So it says in the Pasuk, Oy doy doy, oy ben doy doy, yigalenu, one of his relatives, or Yisher Basari, Mishpachti, yigalenu, or Yisigu Yod of Nigal, says he try to unfree him, it says. And it says at the end of that parasha, Vim lo yigal ba'ila, but Lamaise, if no one redeems him, so then what happens? Then he'll go out by Yevil. That's what it says by the case of a evidently who sells himself to a guy. So Rebbe makes a drasha on top of the Svavon Beis. Rebbe makes a drasha, Be'elehu Nigal, Be'ein Nigal V'sheish. He's only Nigal Be'elehu, which means with Geula, you can redeem him. But there's no Geula of Sheish, no din of 6 years when it comes to someone who sells himself to a Nimkala Evichavim. So Yachol, you make Kavachaymer, but I didn't. Because really, what's going to happen in Sheish? It's a Meich Atzmai, but remember, that's Machlaikas really, but either way, what would be the happening of Sheish? So Rebbe says the happening of Sheish would be because of the Kavachayim. But I didn't know. Ma mi Sheish Nigal Ba'ela, Nigal Ba'Sheish, Ma'adach Machru Ba'Bezdin, which does not have the halacha of redeeming, still Nigal Ba'Sheish, Zesh Nigal Ba'Ela, ain't a Dinsh Nigal Ba'Sheish? Evid, when he sold to a guy, which has a din that you can redeem him, you can make a Geula, so for sure, which means someone else can make a gula, so for sure sheish should work. Tamaloy ma'amit be'ela be'elo nigav ein nigav sheish. That is Rebbe Shita. So Rebbe uses be'ela to say be'elo nigav ein nigav sheish. Now, why does it say that there's no a relative can't redeem him? V'isagat ha'tach yov socher socher amayk ama mamish in nigav be'ela nigav be'ela. Why was saying that machru bezdin, for example? It can't. A relative can't redeem him. Neiliv socher socher. Learn out socher socher from goy. So Rashi neiliv socher socher. The first narrow line. Gulas kreivim l'nimka liYisrael. Learn out gulas kreivim from two nimka liYisrael. Minimka lavacham from a nimka to goy. The nimka lavacham namiksev kesocher shana b'shana yima. It says the also notion schir. So learn out socher socher that you have a din of Geulas Kroivim. So it's a kasha. It must be Rebbe and not kasha. You see, Rebbe holds, you don't darshan Socher Socher. Even though it's not exact Socher Socher. Before the Socher Socher we're handling is from Achru Bez to Mecha Atzmai. But here, if you darshan Socher Socher, you learn out Nimka Li Yisrael from Nimka Lakum. Socher Gemara Rav Nachum Yitzchak La'olam Yolav Socher Socher. You do have Drash Socher Socher. V'shani Hachad Amakro Yigalenu Lezev Loi La'acher. In the pasuk that says the halacha of Geulas Kroivim, it says Yigalenu. And we darsh yigalenu lezeh v'loy la'acher. Only a nimka la'akma has din geula, not a nimka liyisrael. Zok to Gemara Vayit. Won't you mention Rebbe? We're going to mention something else. So we didn't find the man the Yomah holds. You don't darsh in socher socher. And actually, we're not going to find any more man the Yomah to this. So the Ritva speaks out that what we meant was probably the machleik is mecha asma machru bezdin. We probably meant that Gemara learned that the machleik is there was v'darsh in socher socher. But we didn't find man the Yomah socher socher. But now I want to go into this drasha of Be'ela. So the man Tana the Palagal of the Rebbe. Who argues the Rebbe? Rebbe says there's no din sheish by nim klakim. Why? He makes a miyut. Eile you could do gulas kreiv you could do, but not sheish. So who argues on Rebbe? So the Gemara says basically Rebbe Kiva that they argue by using be'ela for something else, and then they don't have a miyut on sheish. That's how Rashi learns they don't have a miyut on sheish. So therefore, because they use it for something else, who is it? Basically Rebbe Kiva. Tell them to Abraisa. Lo yigal be'ela. It's imlo yigavel. It's that pasuk. Rabbi Yitzchak Lili Omer be'ela l'shicher. If kravim redeem him, so then he goes free. B'shar kol adam l'shibud. If someone who's not a relative redeems him, so then they can redeem him. But he works for them. He'll land up working for them. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. Rabbi Kiva Omer no. Be'ela, then me, it goes this way. Be'ela el shibud. When crave him, redeem him, then it goes to shibud. B'shar kol adam shechur. Anyone else goes free. So they use be'ela as something else. Therefore, they'll hold the isidin shesh, because you use be'ela as something else. That's the point of the Gemara. The Gemara has explained Machlekes Rav Kiva and Rav Seglili. That's what I'll go ahead and do now. But there is Machlekes here. They both say opposites. Rabbi Yossi says that when Kravim free him, he goes free. When other people free him, they go to Shibud. Rav Kiva says, no. When Kravim free him, he goes to Shibud. Other people are Shechur. Now, my time with Rav Seglili. What's the Pshat of Rav Seglili? I'm a Krah. The Pasuk reads like this. If the Kravim did not redeem him, Elabach, or someone else, Elamai, what happened? Someone else redeemed him. Then, V'yotza v'shnas y'ayvel. So it sounds like Itaka, he works for him. V'yot, then he goes out, v'shnas y'ayvel. That's the way he makes the drasha. Because the pasuk says, M'lo yiga ba'ela, v'yotza v'shnas y'ayvel, hu v'an avimai. So he does this. M'lo yiga ba'ela, he wasn't redeemed by Kravim. Elam, he was redeemed by someone else. Then, v'yotza v'shnas y'ayvel. Has Rav Kiva read the pasuk? Rav Kiva amar, M'lo yiga ela ba'ela, if he's not redeemed only with Kravim, but Yotz Shas Yevil. So, Freit the Gemara over here, it's like, Lili, it tells Rav Kiva, what are you talking about? How can you dash? Ela Be'ela, Ksiv, is it Ela Be'ela? So there can't be Pshan Rav Kiva. Ela, Mar says, no. The Rav Kiva, Rav Kiva, Rav Kiva, is Baha'i Kura Kamefagi. The following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, by Gula's Kravim, it says, Oy Doi Doi, Oy Ben Doi Doi. Either his uncle, or his son of his uncle, Yigalenu. Is that Gula's Kravim? That part of Pasuk is Gula's Kravim. The Pasuk goes further. The Pasuk goes further, Oyasiga Yadoi. That means himself. Zegulas Atzbay. Vinigal, that's the last word of the Pasuk, Zugulas Acherim. That's Gulas Acherim. So the Pasuk says, Merame is the Gulas Acherim. The Pasuk says all different Gulas. So Rabbi Yosef Gulas Sava, Mikra Nidush Afanov. Darshan, the beginning of the Pasuk to the middle. There's three parts of the Pasuk, the Kroivim, Atzmai, and Acherim. So Rabbi Yosef Gulas says, Yidarshan, the Kroivim from Atzmai. Mikra Nidush Lefanav. Shadi Gulas Kroiv Ma Gulas Atzmai. Ma Gulas Atzmai L'Shechur. Obviously, if he frees himself, he goes free. He doesn't work. He works for himself, which is free. Av Gulas Kroiv Ma L'Shechur. Also Gulas Kroiv Ma Gulas L'Shechur. Rav Kiva Darshan Shav Mikra Nidush L'Achrav. Shadi Gulas Acherim Ma Gulas Atzmai. Last word of the Pasuk V'Nigal is going to Gulas Acherim. So you make a hekesh of that to the middle, to Gulas Atzmai. Ma Gulas Atzmai L'Shechur. Av Gulas Acherim Ma L'Shechur. So therefore, the ratio will be for Shibud. So Freit the Gemara, if that's the drasha, why do you need Be'ela? And you go ask, like, how do you know when to make Lefanav Achrav? That's really all including Mar's Kasha. But what do you need Be'ela for? Or the Mi at the Be'ela? So, Mar, I'll tell you why. Ilav Be'ela, have me in Mikronish Be'ela Achrav. If it didn't say Be'ela, I would say, Yidarshan, the end and the beginning to the middle, to make a Hakish. All hookers to Hogu's Atzmai. So, therefore, we need Be'ela to tell you which direction to go. Ilav Be'ela, have me in Mikronish Be'ela Achrav. Va'kol Shechra. And therefore, Be'ela tells you how to go. Okay, what does that mean? How does Be'ela tell you how to go? So according to Rizik, it says, Im loy nigal Be'ela, ela ba'achar, b'yotzav shas y'ayvel. That teaches you that we make a drasha, only Gula Skrivim works the shikhar. But what does Rav Kiva do? He says, V'im loy nigal Be'ela, b'yotzav shas y'ayvel, means you have to say ela Be'ela. V'im loy nigal ela Be'ela. The problem is that was shver. That's Mar's kasha. Right thing, Mar, Yahachi hadukosh l'dochte, back to the first kasha. El Gemara is like this. No. But Svara Kamefagi. We're arguing in Svara. The Svara is going to dictate which way to make the drasha. In the form of Achrav. Why? But basically, the Svara, Mestavra, Geulas Acherim. So, like, I'll tell you what Rashi brings it before Svara. So what is Gemara answering? Kaloi Mazag Rashi. Ipsitlon the high Be'ela Akravim Kayi, Akoko Shiv Yotras Yevel Acherim Mestama. That if it's partial to you, then for sure Rav Yosef Gulas be right. El besvara pligi yihai be'ela akreivim koi or yacherim koi. The acherim nami hu krok sivi. When it's tiny now, when it changed something, the word be'ela according to Rashi doesn't have to mean kreivim. Ela, the word ela can mean acher. That's the one that changed now, and it's all besvara. El besvara kamifigi. Rav Yosef Gulas shava mestavra gulas acherim l'shibud. Mestavra is that gulas acherim goes l'shibud. Why? The amrit l'shichur have a minimum parakulei. Bishlam Akariv will free his relative in any case. Mashenkein, someone's not a karev is only redeem him if you can make him work. But stamp to free him for free, he's not going to do that. So gulas acherim mistavra gulas acherim l'shibud. The amrit l'shichur have minimum parakulei. Rekiv yisav no mistavra gulas kreivim l'shibud. It's mistavra that gulas kreivim is l'shibud. The amis l'shichrur kol yoyima v'yoyima ozom azman avshem. Because if we say l'shichrur, then the guy knows the kroivim are going to free him anyway. So therefore, he'll sell himself every day. He's not going to worry about anything because why should he free himself? Because he's get freed anyway. So it must be, therefore, kroivim, you have to work for kroivim. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. So now, how do you fit it into the drasha? So we have it as pasuk bein lefadim el achor, how you make a drasha. So the svar tells you which way to make the drasha together with the pasuk be'ela. Now, how do you read the word be'ela? So according to Rabbi Yosef, lo yigal be'ela means lo yigal be'ela, v'na nigal be'kroivim ela ba'achav yatsav nasiyev v'huvan v'imay. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you read like this: lo yigal be'ela means if you're not being goyel with acherim, then ela be'kroivim v'yatsav nasiyev. So words ela for Rashi says is going on acherim. The only problem with that is, if you go back to the Braisa, look back at the Braisa, high up in the Amma, the Tanya. No, because until now we were saying Eila means the Kroivim. Eila always means Kroivim, so then how do you read the Pasuk? So you have to say, if I'm lo yigal Ela ba'Eila, you work. But now we're saying, no, Eila means Rechaikim. So I'm lo yigal ba'Eila, because Eila is Taka goes free. I'm lo yigal ba'Eila, then V'yata B'shnas V'yayavim. I'm lo yigal ba'Acherim. Eila means Acherim now. Now it's more geshmak in the pasuk. You don't pasuk ela ve'ela. If you're not yigal ba'achirim, only be'kroivim v'yachshas yoyevel. But the problem is like this: if you look at the brisa, Rabbi Kiva says be'ela l'shibud. Rabbi Kiva is calling the brisa. Rabbi Kiva agreed that ela meant kroivim. He says ela l'shibud. That's the problem. So Tosis asks the kash. The master El Basvara Pligi. He says v'hikshar abaruch kivin the isra Rabbi Kiva hay be'ela achirim heich kam Rabbi Kiva ela l'shibud. Ayn Tosis asks the kash. Like upon him, the bottom line is we have him chayes v'kivah as a gluta hadash and ve'ela, which one's being ma'it, and therefore they can hold the izdin sheish. Zok tu marvait. Om chiyah ba'aba om rav yechron. Zud v'rabeis a gluta rabbi kiva. Avah chacham v'ayrim dezacham holds hakoyel l'shichrur. Sai kroivim, sai acherim who redeem him. He goes l'shichrur. Man chacham, who's chachamim? Rabbi he. The mapik lehay ve'ela el drasha chvina. He uses the ela for different drasha. Which drasha is used for? Which also use it for? For sheish. That is no sheish. That's used be'ela for. Akaponim, there's no sheish. Therefore, everything is a shechur. Umikra nidus be'lefonim el'achrav. And the pasuk of oidoy de'ben doidoy is all hookers to gula's asmai. And the pasuk lo yigal be'ela means like this. Mim lo yigal be'ela, if you didn't do gula at all, then v'yatsav shansu yoyevel. Zog to gemara v'ayte, one more gemara. I read inside. The Rebbe, hi, the Yotzei of my overlay. We just said the pasuk same. What do you need that for? Don't we know that already? Don't we know already? So why do we need this? If there's no redeeming, goes up the yovel. Why do you need that? So the Gemara and Bayil Lelik Tanya with the Brisa. The Yotzei of Shnas the yovel, but Oyve Kachavim Tapas Zayim Ralph, but Oyve Kachavim Shiyesh the Takas Yodcha. We're talking about a guy who is under your jurisdiction. And like Rashi says, you could really come along by Kifim and steal from him if you want. But saying you should not do that. But if Chom Shez Tachas Yadcha, that he stole, he goes out, but the halacha is, he goes out, he stays working for the guy until Yoyevel. You don't take him out early. Maybe talking about a guy is not under your jurisdiction. Amrit Chimav Shalasa Isloy. Well, you if it's that's the case, you can't enforce him to go out of Yoyevel. You don't have to do. Talking about a guy that's under your hand, and still was saying you don't schlep him out illegally before Yovel. You don't do that. Now Tosis asks that we have a pasuk v'chishavim kaneu mishasem machriloi. You see, figure out how much is still Yovel, and talking about nimkla akim there. So we already know already that takas yodcha, because any takas won't listen to you. So Tosis answers, no, it could be that pasuk when it's not takas yodcha, but there you would let the guy know, this is the way we do things. He doesn't have to listen, but we could let him know, this is the way we do things. Mashenkin here, it says, v'yotza v'shnas yoyevel, that has to be someone's under your jurisdiction, this guy, and still, it says, v'shnas yoyevel. There's a Tosis here, at the end of Tosis, that that's a little bit controversial, it took us some words, but the basic question is, v'taymar, ibay v'chav takas yodcha, which means the more means to ask is just steal from him. What's the problem? Isn't Gzeilas Akam Mutter, which is a big shayla in halacha, but that's what he's asking. We don't pass Gzeilas Akam Mutter, but that's his kasha. So his answer is that in Fiol Gzeilas Akam Mutter, he says the heichas are ever chavim, but tuach alav v'noslan moyes amecha gufay ba'akasa shvenos charcha daktek. So Tosis says that even if you hold Gzeilas Akam Mutter, if the guy is relying on you and he gives you money, then l'kuli al-moida, you can't fool him, and it's Yosef Shas Yovel, and he stays and works until Yovel. So that's the bottom line. The Gemara learns after this pasuk that even a guy is under Yodcha, you have to let him work until Yovel.